This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Finally Friday edition of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Nice to have a holiday at the beginning of the week. Makes for a short week, huh? Well, we turn the calendar page a week ago tomorrow. And maybe you don't know it, but this is Sober September. Yeah, you've heard of Dry January, where people stop drinking for a month after the holiday celebrations, but now some are calling for a Sober September. Basically, it's a break from booze before the holiday indulgence. A Sober September may even help you drop a few pounds before the holidays, too. Vegetarian. More popular than ever, but new word says men are embarrassed to order vegetarian food. Many guys still see themselves as butchers and the barbecuers and admit to feeling anxiety when faced with ordering salad. It ends up being about conflict avoidance, especially around other men. It's easier to eat meat and offer meat to guests than it is to roll out a plate of veggies and defend the decision to other guys who could ridicule the decision. That's a bunch of... Most of us work an 8-hour day... at least. But how much of that time are you actually working? New word from the firm Future Workplace. 45% of employees think they could actually put in a full day's work in under 5 hours if they didn't have so many distractions. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. More proof that flying can be germy. Some people always seem to get sick when they fly, and looks like they can blame it on the germ-covered security bins we're all forced to put our carry-on belongings and shoes into. Swab samples of those bins revealed they're the most contaminated surfaces in airports and on planes, even more than the toilet. It's a big deal because everybody who flies has to touch them, can't avoid it. Think about everything you put in those bins. Electronics, shoes, bags, even your jacket and belt. So next time you're going through TSA, be sure to hightail it to the bathroom and wash your hands thoroughly after. Wipe down your belongings with antibacterial wipes. Sure makes sense. A great way to prevent wrinkles from aging is to eat tomatoes. They contain the antioxidant lycopene, which helps prevent wrinkles by protecting your skin from sun damage. Survey says 1/3 of us would be willing to take a 20% pay cut to work a 4-day work week. Employees complain they're given too much make work or worthless projects to fill their time, and they'd just rather spend that time at home. Apparently the best sport to take up if you want to live long is tennis. Study also found people who played tennis, badminton, and soccer lived longer than people who took up cycling, swimming, or jogging. My father-in-law is 85, plays tennis twice a week, and he's in great shape. Finally, maybe you heard Dawn Wells, Marianne on Gilligan's Island, is having some serious health and financial issues. It's hit her pretty hard because she basically lost everything in the 2008 financial crash. She's close to $200,000 in debt, even lost her home, and needs to move into an assisted care facility, but they won't take her because she's so far in the red. So a friend started a GoFundMe to raise $180,000 for her. She's got $12,000 in the account so far. Marianne is 79, one of two castaways left. The other is Ginger, Tina Louise. She's 84. Packet pickup day and final registration for the 5K run and walk known as the Grape Lake 5K, part of the Paw Paw Wine and Harvest Festival. This afternoon, sign up between 5 and 7. It's a fall tour stop, so I'll be broadcasting live there from 4 until 6 to remind you, tell you about the event and its beneficiary. Tomorrow morning, Spencer Rivers will be at the Antique Engine and Tractor Show from 9 until 11 in South Haven. Fall tour on Cozy, courtesy Lucky Girl Brewing Company, The Blueberry Store, Apple Insurance, and South Haven Public Schools. Knucklehead news out of Florida, St. Lucie County, where sheriff's deputies arrested a man during a domestic dispute for allegedly giving his girlfriend a wet willy. Girlfriend called police after she had found him passed out drunk on their living room floor, and when she tried to revive him, he gave her a wet willy. Wouldn't stop. Police wanted to let the man go with a warning, but said they couldn't after running his name and finding a long list of previous offenses, including Indian rope burns, noogies, and several purple nurples. That's another week of the Daily Buzz. You see something I should buzz about? Get it to me, Paul, at WCSY.com. Fax me, 637-2675. Drop the info off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Or on social media, Facebook, or tweet us at COSYFM. Daily Buzz podcast at WCSY.com. You become a subscriber, we'll email it to you. It's also on our Facebook page and great podcasting outlets like TuneIn, Google Play, and iTunes. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again on Monday. Make it a great day.